It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, we're going to hear from Christian Benford here momentarily. We had Jonah Bronstein on a little while ago. Really good stuff this weekend down at Alumni Arena. UB. Women in the NIT Championship, 5 p.m. Go to ubbulls.com for tickets. It'd be really cool to fill the arena and see a championship for a local college basketball team. That would be pretty awesome. Becky Burke was on with Josh and Zach and Derek earlier this week talking about her team. So good stuff from Jonah Bronstein. I'm going to tweet that out, and also just in college basketball in general and some of the local connections going on. So I'll tweet out that segment as soon as we have that posted. And everything gets posted at WGR550.com. Make sure you check it out. Lots of stuff from the owners meeting. So just want to kind of make sure you're aware that there's a lot of stuff at our website, WGR550.com. You go there and you click on teams and bills, or you go and look at my Twitter feed or go there in my name and you'll see all the articles from the owners meetings. We got stuff on Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, the rules, and a one-on-one with Pete Guelli, which I thought was really good and interesting. Some of the things that he said about the stadium, the opening next year. Pete Guelli's the COO of the Bills and Sabres, and also KeyBank Center and development down there, their vision. We talk about third jerseys, alternate jerseys, uniforms. There's been a lot of debate and talk about that. So it's all at our website, WGR550.com. Christian Benford signs a 4-year contract extension with the Bills. He's under contract for 5 more seasons. Exactly the same amount now as Terrell Bernard, Greg Rousseau, Khalil Shakir. Christian Benford, 4 years on top of the 1 year remaining on this year's deal, met with the media to talk about it yesterday. Here he is.
I got to speak to you.
So, how are you feeling?
Are you going to start with a riddle?
That's
right.
That's a question. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm blessed at the end of the day. Appreciative for where I'm at and thankful.
How did this kind of come together? Like, when did you
It started like right after the season. Talked to Bean, some of the other guys, just talking about wanting to continue on the relationship and the bond and to continue to be here. That's when it started. Now, of course, I'm all for it. Love the coaches here. Love the staff here. Everybody here from Marcus, all of them. The players, too. So it was obviously something I was open to and would love to be a part of continuously. So.
Do you have much time to reflect on your journey from like Villanova to the draft to here? Like, have you been able to kind of just look back at everything?
No, not really. Like, I'm more so like just appreciative, but I haven't really like sat down, just like let everything soak in. I don't know. I've been like that since college. Like, when you ask that, my college coach had asked me the same thing when I was younger, and stuff like that don't like hit me until like later. But I probably try to force myself to like really reflect on it, because like when you like force yourself, you could become more appreciative and you see like what God really have granted you with. So sometimes I probably just take a moment to myself, probably just go in the quiet room. Rain sounds, I don't know if y'all like the rain sounds before you go to bed or something. Like, yeah, low key, like on the humble tip, it'd be all right. But probably do something like that just to calm my mind, my soul. And then talk to God and try to like force myself to reflect on everything that I've been through. So then just feel whatever I feel.
How does this drive you further on your pursuit to be the best?
I already got like a high drive. So this is probably just something else that I just put in a bucket. But my drive already still strong to be the best in the league. It don't change nothing. I don't feel different, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mindset's still the same. Get the Super Bowl, be the best in the league. But, yeah, for the draft standpoint, like, it ain't really touched that foundation.
Christian, signing that extension when your pen finally hit the paper, what was going through your head?
What was going through my head? If I used to use my right or my left hand. He started saying how many pages it was. I was talking to my agent beforehand. He was just like, oh, these pages. And I was like, you gotta see. My right hand probably gonna get tired. I'm gonna have to use my left hand. But, all just to the back, I was getting appreciative. I prayed right before, like, I got off the phone. After I got off the phone with my agent, just got on my knees a little bit and prayed, and so much appreciation, and so much the pen touch. It was just like, I don't know, just felt like all the people that have been rooting for me, that was there for me since I was younger, that aren't here now, that's up top, like had their hand on my back. So that's what it kind of felt like, low key.
You and some other pieces of the defensive side, extensions and off season, then Beans brought in some new pieces. I know you guys haven't hit the field yet, but your first impression of how you're starting to see this defense kind of shape up here?
My first impression, got some talent. Like, they some talented guys. I don't really know them too much, respectfully. Like, Bosa, out of respect, I don't really know him too much. But obviously, he's a great guy, a hard worker. To where he got where he's at, you can't really get where you at without hard work and having wisdom and knowledge. My dog Dane, my brother Dane. Nah, yeah, I was excited to see my brother Dean come back. That's my guy. So I was really happy I called him. Well, I think he called. Somebody called somebody. But we was on the phone. I think I was getting balloons for my girl or something. And I was just on the phone with him. And he was just excited. And that was big excitement to see him come through. But other than that, I'm excited. You know, to play next to all those guys that's come to the defense to grow. Because I'm pretty sure they probably got the same idea as we do. Win the Super Bowl, get there, win it, and work. Like, no matter what it takes, just work and get paid.
It's weird to say that you're starting to be a veteran and one of the older guys on this team.
Yeah.
It feels like you just kind of got here. But, like, what's it going to be like in this cornerback room where there's still a lot of younger guys, maybe some more guys to come in? Sure, but what's it going to be like being a leader in that room in particular?
probably not gonna feel no different. Like, I probably, because a lot of times I was already, I'm not gonna say I was already leading. Probably, I probably was leading more so by example, though. I don't really talk too much. So, but I know I talk when I need to. So, I, like, if it does, if it that got where I'm at now, I'm gonna keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Probably step up a little bit more. Obviously, it could always get better at something. But if my impactful ways have been working through the past years, why change anything? You know what I'm saying? Why not just add a little bit of knowledge on understanding somebody else and how to better them? So that's probably, I don't think it's probably going to change too much other than adding wisdom on how to get those guys that's new or anybody that I don't really know too much, how to get them up and going to what we got going on, our foundation that the guys has set when I first got here, and then get it better to get us, take that ball away. You know what I'm saying? So,
what would you tell your younger self about this moment, a kid who dreamed of signing an extension?
I tell younger me, I probably tell younger me, like, to get federal, like, all those tears at night, it's gonna pay off, Brody. All that, like, heavy thoughts, all that worrying for the family, all the worrying for the people that you love, trying to handle everything, and all that work that you've been putting in to where I feel like you can't even walk no more, bro. Like, it's going to pay off eventually. Like, and all the everybody that didn't believe in you, that kind of, like, you thought would believe in you, all the people that backdoored you, it's all right, bro. Like, your dream, your mission, and God gonna always be there to keep you going. You know what I'm saying? And just keep your head high, smile more, try to talk more. Nah, but that's probably what I really would say. And I'd probably give myself a hug.
Is an extension like this, so a weight off your shoulder, knowing that you're stepping deeper into your NFL career, solidifying who you are as an NFL player, along with the money that comes with that?
No, no, because money isn't everything, but it do help, you know what I'm saying? But on the field, nah, because my job not done yet. I still got a mission, you know what I'm saying? Get a ring, all pro, I don't really care about a pro, but you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Money just help for my legacy, help do God's work, you know what I'm saying? Give back to the needy. But on the field, nah, no shot.
Your dream to the league, to where you're at now, what is the message you want to give to kids out there that look up to you?
Keep going, bro. You only need, like, a few people to believe in you, whether that's one or three. You don't need 10. You don't need 5. You just need 1 to 3. That'll probably take you farther than anything. whatever you believe in, I'm a big man of God. Jesus Christ is my savior, but I'm not ignorant. So whatever you believe in, whatever your hierarchy is, like, stand 10 toes about it. And put that in the center of everything you do. Make it your first, not the first and the center. You know what I'm saying? And believe in yourself. Because a lot of people, even the people that's closest to you, might question you, might not believe in you. Believe in yourself. And those, the moments where it feel like the hardest, the moments where you feel like you want to quit, the moments where you question your higher or whatever you believe in that's up there, is the moment where you got to really dive in and believe. Stop questioning. Work even harder. Because that hump is going to get you to where you need to be at.
Why is the idea of an all-pro team more appealing to you than a Pro Bowl?
Respect, like, out of respect. Pro Bowl cool, though. Don't get it twisted. Pro Bowl cool, but all pro is, like, I believe in fans and stuff like that, but I feel like all pro is, like, the people that vote in the all pro really seem like the logistics, like, what's really going on in the field. Like, they understand what's behind the scenes. they're just not seeing what's on TV. You know what I'm saying? They understand, like, oh, this person really strapping. This person really taking that ball away. X, Y, Z. And the fans' opinion matter 110%. But I just feel like the vote from people that really understand it is more genuine and more understandable.
And that, belief earlier, the Bills drafting you, giving you the opportunity now with this extension, showing that belief in you. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. Because somebody believes in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it means a lot, especially when you're coming from where, like, nobody believes in you or, like, only one person believes in you. It means a lot when a moment like this, like a life-changing moment. Like, let's be for real. Like, this is a life-changing moment. Like, let's just put all things to the side. Like, let's clear the air. Let's address the elephant in the room. Like, this is a life changer. Like, family, legacy, everything. And again, all it takes is one person to believe in you. You know what I'm saying? So it means a lot. It means, like, a tremendous lot. Also, because sometimes, like, when you put in so much work, this could be off the field. You could put so much work in, so much time into something, and you're just not seeing no results. And that could go probably for y'all too. Like, y'all put so much time in for y'all papers, y'all questions, X, Y, Z, y'all know too much. But, and then sometimes the outcome is not what you feel like it should be. You know what I'm saying? So a moment like this, like all the extra work, outworking, feel like you outworking everybody in this building, outworking everybody in this country. And then doing the extra mile, like being different from yourself, like your old self, like breaking your old self and adding some more to the new self. That's hard to do. And then seeing something like this, it means a lot because it means, like, all right, all this work that I'm putting in means something. It's not just going to waste. Because sometimes that's what you get feel sometimes. Like, you're like, yo, I feel like I'm doing all this for nothing. Everybody, I feel like everybody in this building could feel like that. Like, you be like, yeah, I put all this in. I feel like I got nothing out of it. And then be moments like this where it's like, dang, I'm happy I kept going. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy I stayed true to myself and not just, like, crumbling. I'm happy I stayed, like, with my routine. I didn't just, like, all right, this not working. Put it to the side. This not working. Trash it. Nah, I stayed true to it. The people that love me, I love them. The people that didn't love me, I still love them. Give them joy and peace. It means something. You know what I'm saying? So all that trickles into this. Like, it means something.
You're always one of the last guys on the field at the end of practice. Was a moment like this ever in the back of your mind during those times? Or?
No shot. No, no in the field. It's because something I need to work on, and I didn't like it. Like if my break was bad, like, I'm about to work on it, so I feel like I can't get it wrong. You know what I'm saying? Not like this was sparking my mind. You know, I was working with Kay and all of them, like J Mark and all of them. But it's just like, yo, I got to work on this. So, like, for myself and for when it comes Sunday, it's not no incident or accident that happened. Like, it's bread and butter. You know what I'm saying? It's something like second nature. Say, I know it like the back of my hand, and muscle memory is right there. So if I'm not thinking in my body doing it, because I done worked on it so much to where, like, I can't mess it up. That's what's going through my brain.
The celebration that you do after a big play where you're like this, yeah. Some other guys on defense are like this too. What's the significance behind that?
I mean, it's called God. God, feel like, again, I'm a big man to God. So, like, before every time before I go on the field, I just say a prayer. Like, Lord, protect me. Grant me grace and mercy. Not try my hardest. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all God asks you to do is try your hardest and have faith in Him. Have trust in Him and surrender to Him. So I say that quick prayer and I go all out. And then when it's time that I get paid, give my glory to God because that's the one who helped me through it. You know what I'm saying? So I call God because it's like a significance. Like, yo, call God. He gonna get you to where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? Have faith in him. He gonna get you exactly where you need to be at. So.
What has this offseason been like for you, especially with the way the season ended for you? Like, what's been like going after that and like kind of processing the way it ended in that kind of
way? It's been just more so like gaining more knowledge on understanding the game, body, health, mental, spiritual, all that, all the above. So just trying to elevate myself in the best way possible, not for this moment right here, but just for myself in general, you know what I'm saying? So I've been just trying to learn better ways of the body, ways to longevity, get longevity, make sure I'm straight. So anything that happens, I could bounce back like no other or prevent things from happening, you know what I'm saying, in the best way possible. So that's what this offseason looking like, taking trust in my lady and my son.
Christian, it's been an exciting offseason for yourself. You have this contract extension that you just signed, and you also are releasing a book in a few weeks. What was the inspiration behind creating and releasing a children's book?
I just want to impact the kids, like, in the best way possible. So, like, it's really impacting the kids in the best way possible. And I like fashion. Like, I'm big into clothes and wearing what you want to wear. Like, and again, just do what you want to do, respectfully, though. and I know sometimes, like, kids, like, my own son, like, sometimes I'll be like, yo, wear these, wear that. He's like, hey, no, I want them Skechers or something. I'm like, what? Like, and he be like, and something you gotta learn, like, yo, sometimes kids don't want all them Nikes, Adidas. They probably want them, like, what's that show? Power Rangers, them Power Rangers shoes, Team Umizoomi shoes, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You like, bro, no shot. Like, but then it's like, it's a kid. Like, it's a, let the kid be a kid. And then let him rock it however he want to rock it. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to wear those type of sweatpants and all that, let him wear it. Don't let him look crazy, but like, let him wear that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that kind of sparked my mind. And I know, like, my little cousins, baby girl, like, my niece, she'll come to my house wearing anything, but she'll love it. And I was like, yo, I like that. Like, my son the same way. My mom be like, yo, okay, that's different. They rock it, no care. It's like, who cares? And I like that. And so I know some kids, I talk to other kids. They're like, yeah, I like this. I like what you got on, da, da, da. And then they say something about, like, other kids talking about them. Nah, I just be like, yo, don't care. And it's not about what the other kids think about. You put it on at the end of the day. Like, it's about what you wear. You like what you wore, right? Like, when you got up this morning, you grabbed that shirt and them shoes. You say, yeah, I like this. I'm going to put them on. You didn't say, they were going to like it. I'm going to wear this for them. No, you said, I like this. So I'm going to put it on. So I was like, all right, let me try to teach kids some more of that. So I want to write a book and put, like, a good visual to it. You know, some kids, a lot of visual learners. And picture, you're not going to put a book. Like, where is a kid going to be interested? No shot. Like, you need some pictures. So I wanted to do something like that and impact them in the best way possible to help wire their brain to be them, be yourself. You know what I'm saying? People gonna say what they say, they gonna think what they think. But if it's not helping you grow, put that to the curb. You know what I'm saying? It's not helping you grow. It's not helping you be a better man or a better woman, better boy, better girl. It don't matter. Like, then wear what you wanna wear, be you. And that's why I wrote the book, like, to be you. Like, teach all the kids that I can't reach out to or other kids that I can't get a chance to talk to. Like, yo, be you at the end of the day. Be different. If you want to be different, be different. You don't want to be a follower. You don't want to be like the next man. Because that, you was made for, God made you the way you are for a reason. He gave you the name that you got for a reason. He gave you your attributes, the thoughts in your mind for a reason. Your personality for a reason. Your taste buds for a reason. There's a reason why your taste buds not the same as the person to the left of you. You know what I'm saying? Be different. And stand 10 toes about it. So that's why I wanted to write that book.
You got a chance, doctor,
yeah. I talk to Sue all the time. I talk to Sue. I was going to call Sue out of this, keep it a buck. But, yeah, I talk to Sue a lot. Supposed to go on a trip, but you got kids, it's kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's my brother.
So, Bobby is here. Maybe come back and join you guys again.
Make it join? Hey, it would be cool to play with my brother again, but only God knows at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? But I do talk to him. Sometimes when you outside of football, you ain't really trying to talk about football. Let's keep it a buck. Like, like, I probably just talking about his day, how he doing, what he doing, any trips, how you feeling, how you mental, you know what I'm saying? But a little bug in here is there about coming back. Maybe I might do it later. Who knows?
Have you been paying attention to what the quarterback market was during free agency, what some of the other guys were getting around the league?
A little bit, but I don't really try. I do a little bit, but I don't really be on social media like that. I feel like kind of like drains you where it's like, it's not good for your soul, your temple, to see all that stuff that you see. You know what I'm saying? But I did.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do a lot of it. Congrats to those boys that got paid.
That is Christian Benford, Buffalo Bills cornerback. He met with the media yesterday after signing his four-year contract extension. Again, next year, Christian Benford still under contract. Well, is under contract for next year and four more seasons. So the Bills have him through 2029, just like Greg Rousseau, just like Khalil Shakir, just like Terrell Bernard. It's very, very clear what the Bills have done here with their philosophy. They've identified that Josh Allen has, I would say, 4 to 5 years left in his prime and said, we're going to try and win a Super Bowl in that time period. This is our core. This is who we identify as the people who are going to be the wave to help us do that. They had one other core that didn't work out, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, Mitch Morse, didn't work out. Now they're onto the other core to say, we're going to do this again with a new group. About 4 or 5 years left of Josh. Let's lock them all up right now. That's what they've been doing. One more left. That's James Cook. Still don't know his situation, but we do know that Brandon Bean said, don't expect a contract anytime soon. We've been talking about that today here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Still taking your calls if you'd like to chime in at 803-0550. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, I think we're going to see history, folks. I think we're going to see history.
Five seconds to go in the period. There's a Ovechkin score! Career goal number 892!
Number 892 from Alexander Ovechkin. Goals in his career. The NHL all-time record is 894. He is two away from tying the record. He's three away from passing Wayne Gretzky. About a week ago, I said, I don't think this is going to happen because he still needed 6 goals over, I think, 10 games. I think he scored in maybe 3 straight, including against the Sabres the other night. Afternoon, I should say. By the way, Josh, Sabres won 8-5 that game against the Capitals, as you know. Sabres score 8 goals in Washington. Do you know the highest amount of goals the Capitals allowed this season before that game? In a game?
I know the Sabres scored the most all season on, like, that was the most mm-hmm. they've given up in one game, but I don't know how little it was before that. Maybe like four?
Five.
Five? Okay.
I mean, they had allowed five goals several times. Sabres scored eight on them in one game.
Kind yeah, wild, no, that was a great game. I love watching that style of hockey. It reminds me of what we had 2 years ago, the run and gun style of hockey where it's, hey,
I know
we might get scored on five times, but we're going to score eight of them, so it's fine.
Let me touch on that, and then I'll get back to Ovechkin. I mean, look at the Sabres' goals the last four games. 7-4-8-5. And before that, 3-5. Yeah, there was a slump there, 1-2. But you look over their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. They have, let's do this. Over six games, they've scored 8. That's 15. That's 19. That's 27. 28, 29, 30, 31, 32 over the last six games. Over five goals a game. It's crazy, right? I mean, you're right. This is what we love to see. And they've won a couple in a row here. They actually, they've won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of six. Look, I know it's people have said it's fool's gold. And that's fine. I mean, because what are they playing for? Really nothing. And they're winning here at the end of the season. Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's just not change anything. I don't think it means they're not going to change anything. But I also push back against this idea of, oh, my God, that means they aren't going to make all of these. Well, I guess, how would I want to say this? There's a segment of fans that I read that say, well, this means they're just going to run it back and change anything. Well, I don't think that. They will change some things. But I will want to tell you that you can't just change everything. You can't change all the players. There are only so many changes you can make, no matter how good or bad you are. Yeah, you can try to do some bigger things. You can make quality over quantity changes. But they're not going to make tons of changes. They might have a big deal lined up with somebody, who knows, kind of along the lines of the Dylan Cousins. We'll see what happens with the RFAs. J.J. Paterka's first and most notably. And then Jack Quinn is in there. Who else? Ryan McLeod? Devin Levi? Yeah, those things have to get sorted out. Is there going to be an offer sheet for a guy like J.J. Paterka? How do they handle that? All those things have to get sorted out. But they're not just like tearing it down and starting over. That's not happening. And when you see these goals being scored and them winning games, and it makes you feel like more angst and upset because you think that leads them to not making changes, I understand, but I think it's also just a little bit of, you know, a little needless stress to think about that in that way. I don't think that's the case. They're still going to have to make changes. They will. We also know they're a little bit hampered by the things that they can do. Okay, Alex Ovechkin. About a week ago, I said, I don't think he's doing this. I've changed, Josh. I think he's doing this now. Because now we're in a position where he needs three goals in seven games. That should happen, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't happen. I think he might get more than that. I mean, we're at the point where could he get to 900 this season? I think that's a very real...
Maybe, I guess. You're right. It's,
if he gets
it's in
a
the window,
multi-goal
I don't know,
games,
though.
I mean, you never know. He could just keep going on a tear here.
I didn't even think about that, but here's the question. Let's look at the standings, though. Okay, hold on. Let's look at these standings. Would it benefit him to keep playing late in the season if he breaks the record and before the playoffs at his age?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If he breaks the record, he might just see if he could just shut it down because they are firmly in.
Right.
They've clinched the playoff spot. They clinched the first overall spot in the conference.
Have they clinched the first overall seed? Have they done that?
In the conference, I think, yes. I'm not sure. I know they just clinched a playoff spot.
Right.
They're technically still battling for the President's Trophy, I think, with Winnipeg.
Well, okay. Well, that matters, I think, because if you go to the Cup, you want to have that.
Or if you believe in the curse of the President's Trophy, you don't want to have that.
Right. 105 points. I just think that it might get to a point of load management if he actually breaks it. You know? I mean, you might be looking at, maybe he plays, but not as much, you know, at his age. But who knows? You're right. I mean, maybe 900 is in the window. Maybe it's something that's even more attainable that I'm giving it credit for at this point, now that I think about it, and that's true. Let's look at Alex Ovechkin. Let me look at his game logs here, really coming up, because I want to see and get this right. He has, this year, oh man, I go to his game logs, there's so many years you could choose from because he's been playing for so darn long, you know what I mean? It's crazy. Okay. He has scored a goal in each of his last three games. So at that pace, he would score another three in three games. He would do it here coming up in the next three games. He did not play the Sabres anymore, thank goodness. I did not want it to happen against the Buffalo Sabres this year, but he did score in that game against the Sabres. He could do it tomorrow night on my birthday. That would be a pretty good memory for me. Like, yeah, Alex Ovechkin broke the record on my birthday. As much as I've said that I don't love seeing him break it, I'll just be honest with everybody. I'm not against it. It's great. There's certain players and records that you hold dear, and you're like, yeah, you never want to see it broken. But it's cool. It's going to be history. So I'm all about it. He could do it tomorrow night against the Chicago Blackhawks.
I mean, yeah, he could. That would be pretty impressive. But he hasn't had a multi-goal game since February 23rd. The last time he had more than one goal in a game was February 23rd. He had a hat trick against Edmonton. And before that, it was way back in November. But remember, he did miss most of December with a broken leg. Let's not forget that. He had a broken leg for three weeks in the season. So I want him to do 900 this year. I think it'd be really cool. Let's say he scores the 900th goal against Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins on the last day of the season. Like, that would be a great way to cap it off. I know everyone wants him to score the record breaker against the Penguins, but like, I think 900 would be just as cool.
He probably gets it before then.
Oh, but
let's think about home and away now. Let's think about home and away. Tomorrow night, they're at home against the Blackhawks, okay?
The energy is going to be incredible.
Then they go to the island to play the Islanders, okay? Then they come back against Carolina. I think that's where you're looking at maybe earmarking this thing happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he was the only one to score against Carolina last night. They lost 5-1.
Right.
So that was, you know, not great. But
I mean, you want him to do that anyway, but if you're the team and you're writing the script, you certainly want it to happen at home, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah, because you have the big, their eagle mascot flip over the little banner, and I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff they've got ready in the arena just in case. But yeah, I think with the energy that arena is going to have tomorrow, I think there's a very good chance that this just kind of propels him, like, because that place is just going to be on a razor's edge waiting for it to happen. You know, if he scores one goal tomorrow, it's just, there's no way he's not going to score two. And if he scores two, there's no way he's not going to score three. I know that sounds silly, but like, the amount of emotion and energy in that place and in that locker room, if he gets one goal, is just going to go through the roof. So I think if he can get on the score sheet tomorrow, it's going to happen tomorrow. Chicago's not that great of a team. They're already on, you know, a pretty great season as is. So like, I just think that if it's going to happen at home, I think it's going to happen tomorrow.
A hat trick would be amazing. And I've said this before, Gretzky scored a hat trick in Buffalo the night he broke the all-time single season goals record. But as a tweeter pointed out, and it's right, the first goal was the one that broke it. So Gretzky came to Buffalo needing what he was tied with Esposito for goals in a season. He scored the record-breaking goal against the Sabres, and then he scored two more for the hat trick. Okay. In this scenario, Ovechkin would have to score all three goals in one game to get to the record. I don't know what happens tomorrow. Not that it matters, but last time they played Chicago was in December. He did not score in that game against the Blackhawks. Again, not that it really matters. Maybe he didn't play in that game, actually. Now I look back, because he had that injury. Maybe that was one of the ones he was out. They play the Islanders after that. I don't know if there's I don't know if I care either way. I'd like to see him do it at home. I'm resigned to the fact he's going to do this, and that's fine for me. Like, as I said, I mean, you know, I hold the Gretzky record and what he's done, you know, dear. The other thing about it with these guys, and we've talked about this before, is it is so remarkable that they've pretty much played. Let me see now where he is with games, because he has played, hold on, total, I think 1485. Gretzky has played 1487. That's amazing, isn't it? If he breaks the record, if he ties the record, how about this? If he ties the record tomorrow night or the night after, but that's the only thing he does in those two games, scores one more goal, he will have literally the exact same amount of goals as Wayne Gretzky in the exact same amount of games. That's incredible. What do you think about it?
I think that would be another piece of the storybook. Like, that would just be really, really impressive. Just also given the fact that, remember, through all of this, Ovechkin has seasons where he's lost out on lockouts, injuries, COVID. Like, there are so many half-played or non-seasons in his resume. Like, I wonder, you know, how much sooner he would have done this had those seasons not occurred. I mean, obviously you can't really do much about injuries, but like the COVID seasons that the way they were, and then obviously the lockouts a couple years, like there's so much that like change the story in his career. I think if you don't have one of those seasons where things are shortened up, he does this like a year or two ago, you know, like it, just by the way he's done it, I think it's already happened at this point. But, you know, obviously given all the things that have happened in his career, then, you know, this is where we're at. But it's just such an impressive feat, because this is something we never thought would happen.
I haven't seen anything official on this. Like, I don't think he's said that he's coming back or not coming back next year, right? He has not said or indicated either way. And I think it's kind of like, you're not going to ask him that when he's doing this chase. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that'll be the
Maybe, is there anything out there about it, though? Do we know, like, if he plans on returning next year? Because if he doesn't break the record this year, it's certainly happening, I would think. What if he does, though? Is he done?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything out there. I don't think he would not come back, especially because, I mean, last year we all thought Washington was kind of on the brink of maybe tearing it down and just trying to get in the record and then go away. But I think at this point, the way they're playing this year, he's got to see that, hey, this is still a good team and I've already broken the record. Why not just keep going as long as I can? Right? Like if Washington was, you know, in the tank this year and picking top five, then maybe he says, I'll break the record and call it. But with the way they're still competing, I think he would stick around. And I bet you that'll be like the second question they ask him in the post-game interview after he breaks the record. You know, it'll be like, oh, how's it feel? Whatever. And, okay, are you coming back next year now? Like, what's the plan? You know? So I think it's going to be an interesting summer for the Capitals.
Your point about him missing time is right for this point I'm about to make, but he is still 300 games shy of like the all-time games played. And there's a lot of guys up there. Patrick Marleau has the most, 1,779 games played. Then Gordie Howe, and then Mark Messier, Gretzky's teammate for many years, at 1,756. Messier played till he was 43. Patrick Marleau played until he was 41. Alex Ovechkin is currently, how old, 39, 40? Let me see. Alex Ovechkin is, I think he's 39, about to turn 40. Let's see. It's his 39-year-old season right now, so yeah. Yeah, he's 39. He'll be 40 in September. I mean, he's not even 40 yet. That's crazy, right?
Right.
And we talk about these athletes playing into their 40s. Look at LeBron, what he's doing. That's amazing. So
he also,
I'm
looking at his hockey reference page here. He also has the most playoff goals in NHL history, the most game-winning goals in NHL history, and the most shots in NHL history at 6,800. Ovechkin. He has, okay.
Well, you said he. I didn't know if you were making Gretzky or Ovechkin or whatever. Go ahead.
My bad. Yeah, but he has 6,844 shots in his career. Shots on goal. That's a lot. That's crazy. I don't know how you keep track of stats like that, but it's impressive.
Yeah, it's just everything he's done is amazing. And he's going to break the record, I think, folks. He's got to get two more to tie, three more to break it. They have seven games left. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Thursday here on WGR. Really good question. Got from Chris, tweeted in. Said, how many regular season overtime goals has Gretzky and Ovechkin have? You want to guess? So overtime, in NHL overtime started in the 80s when I was younger. Regular season overtime. I have to see exactly when. I don't remember the exact year. But if you want to guess, Josh, how many regular season overtime goals, not playoff, did Gretzky score, and how many has Ovechkin scored?
Ooh,
because that
tough.
Obviously factors in, because that counts for goals, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I remember this a few weeks ago. I think we looked at this a few weeks ago. I think Ovechkin has around 60 playoff goals, because he hasn't, not that he hasn't played much playoff games, but it's...
No, I didn't say playoff. I said how many regular season overtime goals?
Oh, overtime. I'm sorry. I thought you said playoff goals. Overtime. No. That one, I have no idea. I'm going to go with 100.
I do want to point this out real quick. Okay, 83-84 was when overtime started in the NHL, okay? In regular season. 83-84. It was 5-on-5 overtime for 5 minutes, though. It's not like it was today. So Gretzky's whole career was pretty much played in the overtime era. But it wasn't the way it is now, where they go to 3-on-3 and they had 4-on-4 before that. You know what I mean? There's obviously more goals scored now in overtime than there were for many years. But he did play in the overtime era. So again, my apologies. Well, how many do you think?
For Gretzky, I'm going to go with 130.
Overtime goals in the regular season?
Yeah, why not? I mean, hey.
Wow, he had two.
He had two?
Two.
Okay.
I mean, how many overtime goals games are you even going to play in a regular season?
Well, sure, but I mean, he did play for a long time.
Yeah, well.
That's fair. I might have.
Ovechkin has 27.
Okay. I was shooting for the stars there. My bad. I don't know why I was thinking the high numbers there.
That's okay. But. And Ovechkin is the all-time NHL leader with 27 regular season overtime goals. All-time. That's the most ever. Gretzky had two. Yeah, I mean, think about it. Obviously, I know that you're trying to think because they think, okay, it kind of sounds right to say like a really high number in your head. But if you think about the amount of times you actually go to overtime and how many times that game ends with your team scoring and you being that guy, it's not going to be that many, right? 27 for Ovechkin. Anyway, someone tweeted in and asked that about it. So wanted to address that. 27 for Ovi. So it's a difference of 25 if you want to take away that. And then, you know, he'd still be on pace to break the record. But that's going to happen in the next couple of days. All right, we got to take it over to Sabres Live. I'm sure they'll talk more about this. One Bills Live after that. Show up with the Bulldog at 3 here on WGR.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.